It seems to me that pretty much every day there's someone out there who wants to insult you, to offend you, either directly, personally, or by insisting that you conform to their ideas, their norms. Have you noticed that too? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Many, not all, but many of those to the left and to the right of the political spectrum have together turned intolerance of each other and insulting one another into something of an art form, one that's tearing society apart. But it's not just in politics, it's pretty much in every sphere of life, in the workplace, in the media, in, well, pretty much in everything. And if you're anything like me, it's upsetting, right? Who wants to be insulted? Who wants to have radical opposing views shoved down their throat? It's downright offensive. So here's a bit of godly wisdom to get you through all that. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 16. Fools are easily upset, but wise people avoid insulting others. The temptation in that moment, in that space where we're upset, is to hurl back an insult, a retort, a barb to recover some dignity, or at the very least, to hold your ground. Yet according to God, it's a foolish thing to be easily upset. To the contrary, wise people avoid insulting others in return. Or as someone else once said, we can actually refuse to be offended. When people ignore you, or they're mean, or they're rude to you, they're actually revealing themselves. They're telling you what's within them, not what's within you. How you treat those who mistreat you reveals your level of emotional and spiritual maturity. Fools are easily upset, but wise people avoid insulting others. That's God's word fresh for you today. It takes an enormous amount of self-control to maintain your composure in the face of maltreatment. Real power, in fact. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Power Unlimited. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.